In this bulletin, Hurricane Dorian intensifies to a Category 5 storm as it makes landfall in the Bahamas. The Home Affairs Minister says a Tamil asylum seeker family are not genuine refugees, and Nick Kyrgios pulls out of the US Open doubles. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A Tamil asylum seeker family in an Australian detention centre on Christmas Island is waiting to find out if a court will allow them to stay. The federal court extended an interim injunction until Wednesday after lawyers argued the youngest child had not been assessed for a protection visa. Over the weekend, thousands rallied across the country demanding the family be saved from deportation, including this woman in Sydney.
I'm hoping that the government will be able to see that the community wants them to stay and that they have contributed to our community. The Bilawila community want them to stay.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says supporters of the Tamil family fighting their deportation from Australia have made false claims. Mr. Dutton has defended the government's decision to deport the family, adding that the Tamil family's case was completely without merit in terms of their claim to be refugees.
They've been to every court, right up to the High Court. They've been told that they're not refugees. Now, I understand the compassion shown by many, but we have to look at this case on its merit. There's no indication at all that's been given to this family, including before they had children, that they would ever settle in this country.
Hurricane Dorian is expected to bring 2 days' worth of wind and rain in what's become the strongest storm in modern record to hit the Bahamas. Dorian made landfall as a Category 5 storm on Sunday, with sustained winds of 295 kilometres per hour and gusts of more than 354 kilometres an hour. US President Donald Trump has been briefed by emergency management officials and says a Category 5 storm is rare.
I've seen some Category 4s, you don't even see them that much, but a Category 5 is something that I don't know that I've ever even heard the term, other than I know it's there. That's the ultimate, and that's what we have, unfortunately.
The International Committee of the Red Cross has visited the site of an airstrike in Sana'a, where at least 100 people are believed to have died. The Saudi-led coalition fighting Yemen's rebels attacked a detention centre, which the ICRC inspects in the southwestern province of Dhamar, with several airstrikes on Sunday. Franz Reuchenstein, the head of the international delegation of the Red Cross to Yemen, says he's shocked by what he's seen.
We have seen many dead bodies outside, and there are relatively few detainees who have survived this attack. I'm also extremely saddened because it's the mandate and the role of the ICRC to protect and assist detainees. And because they are protected by international humanitarian law, as are civilians, as are the wounded.
Hong Kong police have defended their actions in a subway train where police use batons and pepper spray to subdue passengers. Hong Kong has been the scene of tense anti-government protests for nearly 3 months, which began in response to a proposed extradition law and calls for autonomy from China. The Hong Kong police officer in charge of the area where the incident took place says the police entered the station in response to calls from the subway operator and the public about passengers arguing.
Yesterday's incident was violent and chaotic. When police officers arrived at the violent scene, we used the lowest level of violence to stop the violence and carry on the investigation at the scene.
Protesters have also caused major disruptions at Hong Kong Airport. The federal government has announced a $150,000 task force aimed at increasing survival rates for leukemia, lymphoma and myeloma. The announcement comes following new research by the Leukemia Foundation, which predicts 186,000 Australians will die from blood cancer by 2035. Deaths are expected to more than double to 42 a day within 16 years, with the cost of caring for patients to reach $10.9 billion compared with $3.4 billion in 2019. The Leukemia Foundation's chief executive, Bill Petch, says addressing the personal and economic cost of blood cancers comes down to access.
If you can't get equity of access to the health system, then the benefits of it are meaningless. And access means different things to different people at different parts of their health journey. It could mean access to information so they better understand their disease. It could mean access to treatment right now. It can also mean access to new therapies and clinical trials when they relapse.
Nick Kyrgios has pulled out of the US Open doubles, bringing an end to his 2019 Grand Slam season. The Australian will now await the outcome of two separate ATP investigations into his conduct in Cincinnati and New York over the past 3 weeks. He faces potential bans of up to 12 months for two offences. Well, now the weather. Perth, showers increasing, 20 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two clearing and 20. Melbourne, a shower or two and 19. Hobart, mostly sunny, 17. Canberra, sunny and 19. Wollongong, much the same, 19. Sydney, sunny and 21. Newcastle, sunny and 22. Brisbane, much the same, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.